Officials with the Tampa Bay Rays were scheduled to meet with Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch today. Welch told the St. Petersburg Times that he was disappointed the Rays had not reached out to commissioners yet, since the board will play an important part of the proposal to redevelop Tropicana Field. Redeveloping the current home of the Rays is central for the financing of their proposed new $450 million waterfront ballpark, which faces a number of challenges. The Rays are working with St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, and local neighborhood associations trying to sell their plan. The only time St. Pete residents will officially be asked to approve anything is a ballot measure next year that would involve a long-term lease of city-owned waterfront property such as Al Lang Field. But there is now talk of a competing ballot measure that would require that no taxes be used for the construction of the new park. David McCaleb is the leader of the group Cut Taxes Now. He's not certain if he'll go ahead with such a measure, but says it won't be enough simply to organize against the measure that St. Pete citizens will vote on next November.
The amendment, I'm sure, will be crafted in such a way that it will be hard to vote against. People will be seeing it in the context of a campaign that paints doom and gloom as to what happens to the economic development of St. Petersburg if we don't go forward. I'm sure there will be an implication that the Devil Rays will leave. It will be hard to vote against it. So people want to vote for something. And I think what they want to do is express their will that if a stadium is going to be built, that's wonderful, but it should be built using the money of private corporations, especially those corporations that are going to be benefiting from that stadium.
As currently proposed, $60 million of funding for the park would come from a state sales tax rebate and up to $300 million from the sale and redevelopment of the Tropicana Field site. McCaleb says that knowing that, he can't believe the Rays are telling people taxpayer funds aren't being asked for from the community.
The Rays will be getting money from property tax from redevelopment of that current Tropicana site, the same site that was sold very heavily to St. Petersburg residents and Pinellas County residents. That money, the $250 million or $300 million in tax money that could be generated from that, will be better spent providing tax relief to the local citizens. Yes, they should redevelop that site. They should get rid of the Tropicana Dome there and put out a stadium. The Devil Rays should pay for it, and all that money should be used to give everyone a tax cut. Everyone wins in that scenario.
Jack Toonstill is chairman of the Airport Advisory Committee at Albert Whitted Airport. He's extremely skeptical about the ballpark proposal as well. He says that when it comes to hyping the redevelopment of Tropicana Field, he's heard it all before.
20 years ago, it was touted that this location, because of its proximity to the interstates, would be a great thing, and it would lead to great development around the stadium. I haven't seen that happen, Mitch. What happened? So what makes me think that this whatever development that the Devil Rays architect engineering company planners have, that first you can get a developer to pay you the kind of money needed to pay the debt off on the building and generate the revenue necessary to build something.
Toonstill says that Rays officials have been in contact with him and want to address the Albert Whitted Airport Advisory Committee. Toonstill says that when he told them that that couldn't happen until January, they asked if they could meet with him individually before then and will do so next week. He says that in his unscientific survey of airport officials who actually live in St. Petersburg, he hasn't heard one person voice support for the ballpark as currently proposed. But when asked about a possible ballot measure that would demand no taxes be used for the park, Toonstill says he wishes organizers the best.
He's going to have to raise, a substantial war chest to fund, number one, the getting of the signatures and the verification. Number two, getting out and getting those signatures. They're going to have to mount an effort to do it. Whether they're successful or not, it obviously depends on their motivation and how many people they got working with them on it. Then the task is, once you've gotten certified by the state and through the county registrar, then you've got to mount a campaign.
Anti-tax crusader David McCaleb says that he will decide relatively soon if he's willing to put the time and money behind a referendum.
It's rigged right now. The city has in their charter language that says that no initiative shall be placed by citizens that addresses the budget of the city or taxation or levies. So we can't say anything like tax money shall not be used. We simply cannot say that. Whether that's right or wrong, we can't. However, there may be other innovative ways to put language forward that talks about the Devil Rays spending their own money. They're the ones making millions of dollars in profit every year off of the Devil Rays, they're the ones who should be taking the financial risks.
The Rays are making plans on speaking with as many neighborhood associations as possible, but they were criticized for keeping quiet on the issue before the city council elections last month. WMNF asked the chairman of the St. Pete City Council, Jamie Bennett, about that recently.
I don't know why. If it became part of the election, maybe they were not happy that, you know, that the candidates would all be saying things. It's probably just as well that we didn't have it during the election.
Bennett says that though he understands the skepticism that citizens have, in particular about the parking situation and not playing in an air-conditioned facility, he says at least that when it comes to the weather, he's optimistic.
Well, you have to understand that the stadium is by the water. Why does everybody live by the water? Because you get a cool breeze. So I wouldn't rule that out right away. I think you have to, they're going to use all sorts of new ideas and technology and even some old technology to cool the stadium. So I'm not going to rule it out. I've been quoted as saying I love my 72 degrees, so I'm going to be just as critical as everybody else. But understand that the wave of the future is this outdoor stadium, and if we can make this thing work, you know, I took a look at it today, and boy, it's pretty. You know, if you step back and you take a look at it, it's going to be a very important part of our skyline.